Well, basically, I was at a flat at Romney Place, and I heard a commotion outside. And I looked outside the window and could see there was a couple of elderly people down in the road, and they were kind of holding their mouse up to their face, and you could see there was they were distressed. And I looked up, and it was dark, but you could see the shadow of what was looked like a man. On the other side of the safety railings, the safety fence on the checker centre.
Okay. And then, so you were off duty at the time, but the training that you've had before meant that you kind of sprung into action straight away, did you?
No, because basically in those type of situations, I've been to a few of those, and our policy would be anyway, that with a chap like that, or somebody that's trying to, or that's suicidal, or making those threats, we wouldn't necessarily approach them.
Okay.
We were trying to negotiate with them at first, see what their intentions are, see if that we can, because we don't want to make the situation worse. So I dialed 999, explained what I could see, and then things changed. And when I decided to go up there, was when I saw a girl, also the other side of the fence.
Okay, quite a young girl, or
yeah, she looked very young.
Yeah,
younger than him, and he kept grabbing her by the hair and was shouting all sorts of obscenities towards her.
Did it look like they were having they had a domestic and it kind of led to...
Yeah, he clearly had an issue with her.
Yeah.
But he was in a very violent, agitated state.
And he was the one who was threatening to jump over the car park?
Yeah, from the top of the building, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, where the mall car park is, was he on the top kind of level where you've got like no roof above you? He was at the open air.
Yeah, basically, and there's an anti-climb fence there to prevent these things happening.
Yeah.
But he managed to climb over it.
Right.
And he kept. The dangerous thing there is that there's a very small ledge.
Okay.
Literally only a couple of inches wide.
Yeah.
And I know that just because I've always been up there and I've worked this area. And it was quite windy that day as well. It was dark at night. And it would have just taken one little slip. And he kept pulling her and dragging her by her hair. And I just thought that these two were going to fall or slip. And I had no doubt in my mind that he probably would have dragged her with him.
And so what happened? You were on the phone to the control staff who were speaking to you and kind of instructing you. How did the situation develop?
Well, as soon as I saw that, I remember saying to the operator, look, I can't watch this. There's no one here. There was an incident in King Street years ago.
Okay.
Where a young girl jumped at the top there.
Yeah.
I witnessed that and was one of the medics that attended. So I wasn't just going to watch it. And I knew that the danger to her, they probably wouldn't have survived. They wouldn't have survived. So I just decided I'd just put my trainers on and... decided to get up there.
And so you were in the flat the other side of the road, you went into the car park and just ran up,
yeah,
I guess.
The stairs were actually blocked off, so I had to run up up to the top of the building.
Oh, really? Wow.
And it seemed never-ending. I got up there.
And when you did get to the top, what were you faced with?
Basically, him in this male in a hyper-agitated state, violent, he was frothing at the mouth. And she was crying. There was also another young girl at this side of the fence who appeared to be a friend of hers. And she was crying on her knees, begging them to stop.
So explain then, you reached them, you saw this state going on. How did you get from just being there with them to pulling both of them back over the...
Well, all I wanted to do is make sure that she didn't slip.
Yeah.
Because he was the aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that she wasn't dragged into it. So I jumped onto the fence. I didn't think about it at the time, but I've thought about it now, is that maybe the weight of all of us could have made the fence go over.
Right.
But you just don't think of it at the time. I just wanted to get her safe, really. So I climbed onto the fence, climbed up and over, and was kind of balancing my body, my ribs were balancing on the top of it, and I managed to get to just hold on to her leggings.
Okay.
I could feel them, I was holding them so tight, I could feel them ripping. And that's when I knew, I thought, this could go horribly wrong here. So I just held them to her tightly. At that point I saw a police officer, a colleague of mine, Elliot Gould, he arrived on his own at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and I shouted to him to basically come up
mm-hmm.
and help, because I couldn't really manage it on my own, and managed just somehow just lift her over.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst he was still in his violent state, I'm sure I had hold of him as well by his shoulder, but she was my main priority.
Mm. And when you kind of you had her, you felt pretty safe that you had her and she was safe.
Yeah.
Did you, was there going through your head then, was now this guy could possibly jump?
Yeah, of course, and that was always a possibility. Or he could try and still drag her with him
mm-hmm.
if he did jump, because he obviously had an issue with her. But I thought anything I do in this particular unique scenario, anything I do is going to be better than nothing.
Yeah. And the control staff, were they supportive of this? Is it policy that you can do that if you feel you need to?
Well, at the end of the day, we all justify our individual actions. And without a doubt, and I remember saying at the time, that without a doubt, that situation would have ended badly
mm-hmm.
if somebody, not if it had just been me, but if somebody wouldn't have got up there and got hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because funnily enough, as soon as she seemed to be out of the equation, and she was safe, and I arrived, he seemed to then not be so interested in putting up such, making so many threats about jumping off.
Mm. And I mean, because of all the training that you have received throughout the years, and I mean, how long have you been on the job?
Yeah, I've been in the police 8 years now.
Okay, all the time at Maidstone?
Pretty much, yeah, most of my life at Maidstone. I've been a town centre officer here. I've been to quite a lot of incidents in and around that area.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm quite used to seeing.
And I mean, was this a quite a unique challenge?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I've been to several incidents. You recall recently we had the chap on the top of the scaffolding.
Tip lady, yeah.
That's unique, but not uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
What's uncommon is to see somebody in such a violent, hyper-agitated state involving his partner.
Mm-hmm.
We would see that in a normal domestic situation where somebody would obviously become suicidal and want to involve their partner. But to see it at the top of a building
mm-hmm.
and for somebody to witness it so closely is obviously quite... I've never seen that before.
And what sort of time is this all happening?
It was about 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. So were there many people... I mean, you mentioned a few elderly people kind of down on the ground had noticed what was going on, but were the roads quite empty and everything else quite clear apart from that?
They were, but obviously it started to attract attention
because
his shouting was echoing through all the buildings.
Mm. And how long did it take before colleagues were there to join you at the scene?
Literally within a minute, probably, but it was quite a long run up to the top.
Okay. And we've been told that you sustained some injuries. Was that due to the ribs when you were...
Yeah, basically it was just grazing on the side of my ribs and my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't too worried about it, but I was taken to hospital afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you're fully recovered now and working back for the police force, yeah? Perfect. And, I mean, kind of finally moving on, how did it feel to be recognised by the Chief Constable, your boss?
I don't think we're used to having that type of attention. I'm certainly not.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like this is our everyday job, and whether I'm on duty or off duty, I'd always do the same to help anybody. So I felt humbled, I suppose, and felt like I didn't deserve it, but obviously they felt I did. I deserved the recognition, so it was lovely. It was a really nice experience, and the ceremony was lovely as well.
Yeah, when did the ceremony take place? I probably do have the date. But
I think it's the 12th, possibly.
Yeah, I'll check that. And I guess all your other colleagues are kind of congratulating you. And it must be, I mean, you mentioned kind of the police officer who joined you straight away, someone who you knew. It must have been such a relief, even though you kind of had control of the situation, to see somebody who you knew, kind of one of your team turn up to help.
Yeah, I think he was also grateful because this gentleman then resisted being restrained, and we were at the time still on the top of this building and it wasn't a safe environment, so I had to help him in restraining this bloke who was obviously sectioned, who was detained under the Mental Health Act, and he definitely, you talked about, was he under the influence of drugs? His strength is unmeasurable, So we were really struggling with him. So I think he was grateful as well that I was there in a roundabout way.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you had the guy out there, but how useful is it having the expertise in the control centre to be able to call them and talk through the process?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to them, I mean, I think they kind of, because again, it's such a unique scenario, there's no written rules, is there, on any kind of situation. Mm-hmm. We can have guidelines, but each scenario, you have to treat it with its own merit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from what I remember, the operator, she was kind of guided by what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to have said, look, I need to go up there, and I kept her on loudspeaker the whole time.
Mm.
She obviously understood that I needed to do that.